I for very good English teacher in my secondary school, and she taught us to read our English newspaper every day and then write an article, or I'm not sure, just write a paragraph about that newspaper using some vocabulary inside. And so after practicing day by day, and I think I've learned a lot, and this is the most memorable English learning experience.
And
I think it's very effective. Yeah.
Okay. The next thing I want to ask you is, do you think when you say it's effective, was it helpful for the DSE result?
Yes, because I'm not that good at English when I'm form four, and after keep on practicing or speaking English instead of Cantonese in the class, I think my DSE result has improved a lot. Yeah.
Now let's talk about reading. Do you have any memorable reading experiences in English apart from the ones that you just mentioned?
I think I don't. Because maybe only reading newspaper. I mostly read newspaper instead of books, because maybe I don't have the passion to keep on reading or continue reading a book until I finish reading that book. So maybe newspaper, yeah.
And how about here in university? How are you using English here?
Only when I speak with those foreigners, yeah. Because in general, we only attend lesson and listen to those professors speaking in English, but we seldom speak in English, yeah. Because maybe there's very few chances for us to speak in English in class, so only those language courses can allow us to speak in English. But there's only one or two courses throughout the four-year learning, so there's little chance.
And in the future, I think you're going to be a civil engineer, so do you imagine that you will use English much as a civil engineer?
I don't think I would speak many English unless I work in an international firm, but I don't think I would work in that kind of firm.